brain that is bulletproof Picasso, and we are 95.9 The Mountain, Taos's music station. Michael Dean here, and if you keep seeing ghosts around your house, your answer isn't Ghostbusters. You need to call someone slightly less cool, a certified and licensed mold removal specialist. A study out of Clarkson University in New York found that the main reasons people think their house is haunted are dust, dirt, and mold. Now, the air quality in your place makes you more likely to see strange things floating around. And the toxic mold, it triggers psychosis in your brain. But bad air quality and mold can also cause serious problems besides paranormal visitors. It can also lead to depression, anxiety, and some pretty serious illnesses. So if you're seeing ghosts, you might want to get someone over to your house to remove the mold before you start having real issues. And if the ghosts still don't go away, then get a priest over there. Lay Me Down. That is Sam Smith, and we are 95.9 The Mountain, always first with the best new music. Turn you on to Lunch Money Lewis. This one's called Bills. It's another Taos exclusive. You won't hear it anywhere else except right here, 95.9. Avril Lavigne, that is Give You What You Like, and always first with the best new music. We are 95.9 The Mountain. Hey, 51, Michael Dean here, the man in your box, and 58-year-old Jose Alberto. He lived alone in a remote village in Argentina. He didn't have a phone, and he never had any visitors. He was the true definition of lonely. And that can lead a man down some strange paths. Like, say, this one. Jose fell in love with his cross-dressing scarecrow. Apparently, Jose's love affair with the scarecrow got physical, and he rigged it up for all sorts of wild sexual adventures. And one of them went wrong last week, and Jose accidentally died. Now his landlord found him a few days later in bed, lying in the scarecrow's arms. Aww. He had dressed it in jeans, lipstick, and a wig, and he had attached a 6-inch plastic tube to its groin area for sexual purposes. Ew. Now, the police believe that he had died from cardiac arrest while he was having sex with the scarecrow, and that there wasn't a third person involved. I would have to say that this man took the term taking a roll in the hay way too literally. And doctors say he would have lived if he only had a brain. Hey, thanks for coming out. I'll be here all week. A 53 on 95.9 The Mountain, and a reminder that the Vista Grande High School is now enrolling students grades 9 through 12 for their upcoming 2015-2016 school year. And they will be having a shadow day for new interested students on Wednesday, May 6th from 8:30 to 11 a.m. Now, applications are available at Vista Grande High School, 213 Paseo del Canyon East, or you can go to their website, vghs.org. And if you have any questions, 758-5100. And always first with the best new music, turn you on to brand new Parachute. They are back with a new release called Crave, another Taos exclusive. You'll only hear it here on The Mountain. Yeah, yeah. For Taos in northern New Mexico, we are 95.9 The Mountain with Shepherd. That is Geronimo. 8:15, Michael Dean here, and have you ever downloaded the free version of an app because you're willing to deal with a bunch of ads, and it means just saving 99 cents? Well, your cheapness is costing you in the long run, so listen up. Study out of the University of Southern California found that free versions of apps use 79% more network data than paid versions because of all the ads they stream. And that costs around 1.7 cents every time you open the app, based on the average price of a data plan. So if you use a free app 59 times, you've now spent over a dollar. If you use the free app every day for like a year, it'll cost you $6.20, which is probably more than it would have cost you to buy the paid version. And that's not all. Free apps use 16% more energy, which can cost almost about an hour of your battery life. And they can slow down your phone since they use 22% more memory. So maybe it would just be worth it for you to fork out the 99 cents? Just saying. Here's Jordan Sparks and Double Tap. Glorious Sons, that is heavy. And we are Taos County's number one hit music station. We're 95.9 The Mountain. Well, if you are sick and tired of spoilers, Google might have your back. They just got a patent for some kind of anti-spoiler software. It would track your TV or movie viewing progress and filter out information on things you haven't watched yet. Obviously, it sounds like they can only track things that you're watching on Netflix, Amazon, or other streaming services. It's not clear what sites will be filtered, but if that list doesn't include Facebook or Twitter, it would be pretty much useless. There's no word when we'll actually see this idea become reality, but I think that would be very cool because there's a lot of shows out there I still would like to watch and haven't gotten around to yet because I'm still watching other shows. So yeah, it kills me when I get certain spoilers and I'm like, oh man, I'm like, do I really want to watch that now? Sure, of course you do, but yeah, that would be really cool if they did put this anti-spoiler program together. And always first with the best new music, turn you on to the latest from Mumford & Sons, Believe.
You may call it in this evening.
95.9 The Mountain!